Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy and hear us.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord. Sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but you have given me an open ear.
Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required.
Then I said, behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me,
I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart.
I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord.
I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation.
I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation.
As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me.
For evils have encompassed me beyond number. My iniquities have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head. My heart fails me.
Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord.
As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me.
You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Malachi, the first chapter. The oracle of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, says the Lord. But you say, how have you loved us? Is not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord? Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated. I have laid waste his hill country and left his heritage to jackals of the desert. If Edom says, we are shattered, we will rebuild the ruins. The Lord of hosts says, they may rebuild, but I will tear down. And they will be called the wicked country, and the people with whom the Lord is angry forever. Your own eyes shall see this, and you shall say, great is the Lord beyond the border of Israel. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my fear? Says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests, who despise my name. But you say, how have we despised your name? By offering polluted food upon my altar. But you say, how have we polluted you? By saying that the Lord's table may be despised. When you offer blind animals in sacrifice, is that not evil? And when you offer those that are lame or sick, is that not evil? Present that to your governor. Will he accept you or show you favor? Says the Lord of hosts. And now, entreat the favor of God, that he may be gracious to us. With such a gift from your hand, will he show favor to any of you? Says the Lord of hosts. Oh, that there were one among you who would shut the doors, that you might not kindle fire on my altar in vain. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will not accept an offering from your hand. For from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place incense will be offered to my name, and a pure offering. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. But you profane it when you say the Lord's table is polluted and its fruit, that is, its food, may be despised. But you say, what a weariness this is. And you snort at it, says the Lord of hosts. You bring what has been taken by violence or is lame or sick, and this you bring as your offering. Shall I accept that from your hand? Says the Lord. Cursed be the cheat who has a male in his flock and vows it, and yet sacrifices to the Lord what is blemished. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name will be feared among the nations. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus, amen. For these four Wednesdays in Advent, we will be walking through the book of Malachi, basically one chapter a week. Today you've heard chapter one. When we come to Malachi, we should recognize the context of where we are in the scriptures. The Lord sends prophet after prophet after prophet to the children of Israel. Through the prophets, he warns his people, he pleads with his people, he calls his people back, he refuses to let them go. If you've ever read through the Old Testament, you see there a pattern of God's faithfulness, his beautiful persistence, his costly love in pursuing his people down year after year after year. Do you remember the names of the prophets? Can you recall what they said and did? Elijah and Elisha, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, Hosea, Jonah, and Zechariah. Until last of all, the Lord sends Malachi, the final prophet. If you're ever looking for the book of Matthew, all you have to do is find Malachi and go to the end. Now, we know next to nothing about this Malachi, unlike some of the other prophets. We don't know his father's name. We don't know where he comes from. We don't know when he writes exactly. We don't even know if Malachi is a name or a title. Malach means messenger. So Malachi means my messenger. Who is he? We can say this. He's the Lord's messenger, the last messenger. After Malachi, there will come 400 years of silence. Keep that in mind. The last words of the Lord that he gives to his people, no more prophets, no more word of the Lord, no more, until a voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. What is a messenger? A messenger is someone who brings a message. Malachi calls his message an oracle. These are words that don't belong to him, they belong to the one who sends him. And his message burdens him. It's like he's carrying this weight around. It fills the prophet's bones with fire. He can't hold it in. He must say whatever the Lord gives him to say. Nothing more, nothing less, no matter what comes. So that's what Malachi does. Malachi, the Lord's messenger, delivers the Lord's message. He unloads his burden. And what is it? Did you hear the very first words of Malachi after the introduction? His message is this: I have loved you, says the Lord. I have loved you. He begins with grace, not judgment. What could be a more beautiful beginning to a message that a prophet brings than this? The Lord's heart yearns for you. He favors you. What do you think would happen if they actually believed these words? If they actually believed that the Lord loves them? What if you really believed this basic truth? That the Lord God, creator of the universe, really and truly loves you. Little old you, with your sins, your frailties, your sicknesses, and your pains. How would your life be different? How would his love, and I don't mean when I say how would your life be different, I don't mean how would you expect God to show his love to you more, but rather what would it look like for you to live as one who is loved? How would his love shape your use of time, the words you speak, the way you treat other people? I have loved you, says the Lord. And you know how his people responded? They didn't say, thank you. They didn't say, we love you too. They said, how have you loved us? They didn't believe him. How many times have we asked that question as well? And why didn't they believe him? Because they didn't feel the love. Because they didn't see the love. And so they didn't trust the word. Because they had a, what have you done for me lately kind of attitude toward the Lord. They'd forgotten what the Lord had done for them. The children of Israel, what were the children of Israel? Well, it goes all the way back to when God chose and led and protected Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not because Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were anything great in themselves. They became great because the Lord chose them and loved them. Or how about the way the Lord had opened the wombs of the barren mothers of Israel? Like Sarah, who first gave birth when she was not 70, not 80, but 90 years old. Or how about the way the Lord had taken Israel, the smallest and the lowest of peoples, when they were slaves in Egypt, and had brought them out, and had made them the bearer of his promise? From them would come the promised Messiah, the light to the nations. Or how about this? The way the Lord had shown his love to them by even after bringing judgment against them, Assyria conquering the northern kingdom, Babylon conquering the southern kingdom and taking them into exile, the Lord had brought his people back. He had restored Jerusalem. The temple had been rebuilt.
How have you loved us? Are you kidding me? The Lord's love is on every page of the scriptures. His love for his people, even when they have abandoned and forsaken him. But the people of Israel have not loved him. They have very quickly forgotten the Lord and his love and his care. They have been scandalized by the weakness that they see around them, by the poverty in which they live, and they have shown to the Lord exactly what they think of him. Not much. A son honors his father, and a servant respects his master. But they have not honored the Lord. They have not respected their master. And the particular thing that Malachi calls out from them is the sin of the offerings they have been bringing. Rather than bringing the best of the offerings, they've been bringing the animals that are lame and weak and sickly. Literally, their offerings have been limping to the Lord. They have been despising his table. They have been looking down upon his altar. They have been mistreating the worship that he established for them, by which he would come to offer them his forgiveness, his life, and his salvation. Malachi is known for this dialogue between God and his people, and it is worth, whenever we hear a question from the Lord in Malachi, it is worth letting that question sink into us. Questions like these. If I am a father, where is my honor? If I am a master, where is my fear? When you offer blind animals in sacrifice, is that not evil? When you offer those that are sick or lame, is that not evil? With such a gift in your hand, will he show favor to any of you? The Lord condemns their false worship. They're going through the motions. They're offering not what is best, but rather what is least. It seems like from Genesis to Malachi, we've come full circle. You recall the very first offerings given in Genesis? When Abel offers the first fruits, but Cain does not. And the Lord does not receive his offering. And his people are doing it over and over and over again. They have despised the Lord. They have not shown love to him in return to the love that he has shown to them. But the Lord promises something in Malachi. He promises that a time is coming when the offerings that are offered to him will be pure and acceptable offerings. And he promises that that time will be not only in Israel or among the children of Israel, but all around the world. He says, "For from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place incense will be offered to my name and a pure offering. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts." How does one offer a pure offering to the Lord? When our hearts are doubting his love, when our hearts are filled with corruption and sin, how can we possibly bring a pure offering? And yet the Lord promises that that time is coming. Incense will be offered to my name and a pure offering. He is looking ahead to the time of his servant, his son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For the pure offering that is brought is the offering that is made with faith in his son. The offering that is brought by believing in the forgiveness of sins and in the promises that he gives in Christ. We cannot make our offerings pure. Whenever we bring our offerings to the Lord out of ourselves, they will be lame and limping and sickly like we are. But offered through Christ, there are pure offerings. And these are offered even today to the Lord, from the rising of the sun to its setting, all around the world, those who have faith in Christ, as you do this day. Bring an offering to the Lord that is pure, forgiven, cleansed through Christ. For the Lord promises, my name will be great, not only in Israel, but my name will be great around the world. I have loved you, says the Lord. Do not forget these words. Even when he points out your sin, even when he threatens you with judgment and warns you against what is wrong and evil, do not forget his words, I have loved you. Even if you cannot see it, even if you do not feel it, never forget, I have loved you. And the Lord will prove that love to his people. He will prove that love to his people by sending that son. 400 years after Malachi, after they have waited, after the silence, one will come who prepares the way of the Lord and goes before him. And the Lord himself will come in human flesh. And the Lord himself will show how much he loves his people and how much he loves you. And he will show it by offering himself as a pure offering on the cross. I have loved you, says the Lord. How have you loved us? Look to Bethlehem. Look to Calvary. Look to the empty tomb and look to the skies. And you will see just how much your Lord has loved you and loves you still. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand. The peace that passes all understanding guards your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing together a cappella.
Behold, I have a God that bears the world's transgression, whose sacrifice removes the devil's dread oppression. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away our sin, who for our peace and joy will full atonement win. Behold the Lord of love, that we receive rejoicing, the word proclaimed by John, our true repentance voicing, that gladly
Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Amen.
Show us your steadfast love, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Let your priests be clothed with righteousness.
And let your saints shout for joy.
Keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to you. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and be saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, by your grace, the Apostle Andrew obeyed the call of your Son to be a disciple. Grant us in heart and life also to follow the same Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, you granted your prophets strength to resist the temptations of the devil and courage to proclaim repentance. Give us pure hearts and minds to follow your Son faithfully, even into suffering and death, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray you so to guide and govern us by your word and spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our life, we may not forget you, but remember that we are ever walking in your sight through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Savior of God.